Welcome to CNN Vantage Point. I'm Jay Over, investment strategist with CNN Wealth Management, and today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of November 2024 and our current outlook. U.S. equities rallied following the election and carried momentum throughout November. The S&P 500 index ended November at a fresh record closing level of 6,032. The popular U.S. large company stock index posted its best monthly return of 2024 with a 5.9% gain. Performance was even stronger amongst U.S. mid and small company stocks, with the Russell Midcap Index and Russell 2000 Index generating monthly returns of 8.8% and 11% respectively. The small company Russell 2000 Index reached an all-time closing high on November 25th, eclipsing the previous record set in 2021. Meanwhile, international equities declined as a strengthening U.S. dollar and concerns surrounding tariffs weighed on returns. Bond yields moved higher following the election, but subsequently retreated and ended the month slightly lower. The 10-year Treasury yield ended the month near 4.2%. The Federal Reserve cut the Fed funds rate by a quarter of a percent with a unanimous vote. However, Chairman Powell reiterated that the Fed is not on a preset course for future interest rate cuts. He stated the Fed does not need to rush interest rate cuts as inflation still remains above the Fed's 2% target and economic growth remains healthy. Bitcoin rallied to an all-time high just under $100,000 and posted a monthly return near 40%, driven by expected favorable forthcoming cryptocurrency regulation. Gold prices declined in November, while the U.S. dollar index reached its highest level since 2022. With the outcome of the election known, financial markets are assessing its implications. The possibility of new tariffs will likely keep the U.S. dollar elevated, which should create a performance headwind for international assets and make U.S. exports more expensive. Tariffs also pose an upside risk to inflation, which coincides with recent inflation reports that are demonstrating a firming in prices. The most recent personal consumption expenditures price index registered a 2.3% year-over-year increase in consumer prices, an increase from the prior reading of 2.1%. We expect tariff and inflation risks to be ultimately offset by a positive outlook for corporate earnings, continued labor market strength, and consumer resilience. The most recent Consumer Confidence Index report rose to its highest level in over a year as sentiment improved around both consumers' present situation and future expectations. We believe this report bodes well for future consumer spending. CNN made no portfolio changes last month and maintains a modest equity overweight. The futures market is now pricing a slower pace of Fed rate cuts in 2025, but cuts are still expected. Fed rate cuts, coupled with earnings growth, have historically supported equities, even when stock valuations are elevated. We favor domestic over international equities and believe favorable tailwinds are in place for U.S. mid and small company stocks. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you would like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. And if you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you would share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening and wish you a happy holiday season.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed. not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.